Welcome to Real Talk Love Therapy. I'm Eli.
I'm Daisha.
Where we cut the bullshit, challenge stereotypes of what love looks like for the millennial age. This week's episode, body image in relationships.
It's shout out time. We have to give a shout out to Max Iglesias. We have to give our shout out to Rosario Solano, Patrick McMurray, Crystal LeBlanc. Thank you so much for pledging, keeping this going. If you want to be a part of the shout out club, patreon.com/realtalklovetherapy.
Body image in relationships.
Lord.
Body really? Image in relationships. I'm trying to get that out.
Oh my God.
Public radio voice.
Yeah, no, that's been very apparent the whole time.
We have here a very
which a 99 cent store, yeah. Barry White voice. Mm-hmm.
So yes, this was something I wanted to talk about. We're currently baking in the LA sun, by the way. It's a very
Lord,
hot
y'all.
Summer, and Daisha doesn't have air conditioning.
No. Do not start. You fucking lying out your ass right now. I have air conditioning. It's just that it's loud. So we had to turn it off.
For the sake of audio quality, we can't. I mean, does exactly. that count as air conditioning?
That is an air conditioner.
There's a little R2-D2... like machine on the floor right now with the lamp on top of it.
Heffa, it was keeping you cool a second ago though, wasn't it? Like, so shut up.
On that note, I wanted
coming for my shit.
We were kind of chatting between episodes a week ago, and I kind of want to talk about like body image. This is something that was concerning for me because we kind of chatted. Like, I'm very insecure about my legs, my thighs, my calves.
Why?
Very insecure. Well, the fact that I'm wearing these jeans right now, I'm wearing like kind of tight light denim jeans, and I'm very insecure.
Yeah,
like,
it's too hot for them jeans. I don't know what she was thinking.
Well, I work in an office with AC, like actual AC, not like R2-D2 little machine.
Listen, Heffa.
But no, it's the case where like, I've always been insecure about this with my body. Like I was always had kind of a butt. Always had literally low, I always had thick legs. And, you know, genetic, my family, everything else. But yeah, I was always like this ongoing, like I didn't wear, I never wore shorts in high school at all. I only wore jeans. It doesn't matter if it was the summertime or whatever. I never wore shorts because I was so insecure about my legs. Also throughout college, majority wise, I only wore like jeans because I didn't want to show off my legs. Because I have, like, such big calves. Because you see, like, I think it's the case where not a lot of people are talking about the whole body image insecurity when it comes to men. There's this Axe You campaign that came out. It was, like, their You fragrance, which kind of just hit on, like, what the stereotypical body looks like, yet men all come from different shapes, forms, sizes, you know. And it's just certain situations throughout my life where, like, I don't want the butt, I don't want the thighs, I don't want the legs, because you see the men, and it's always, like, top-heavy pecs and really thin chicken legs. Like,
yeah.
Like I can't buy suits at Zara because, like, I swear to God, I would try to buy a suit recently, and I went to Zara because they have, like, cheap, good suits, and none of the pants could fit me. They were, like, leggings on me. Like, there's attached to my legs. And I talked to the Zara people and I was like, do you have any other size pants? They're like, no, this is the only size we have. And I'm like, I can't wear any suit pants.
They don't have like a big and tall.
I mean, no, they don't got a thick and juicy section at Zara.
Thick
you know?
And juicy is what they need.
There's no like Lane Bryant for men. Like there's no like, oh, let me do, because I'm not like super like big. I'm just like, I have thick thighs and it's
yeah,
like,
you just thick. It's okay.
I don't like it though. It's bad. It's not a good, no one wants to be thick. I think there's a lot
what
of men.
What are you talking about?
There's no men that champion that necessarily.
Okay. Don't say nobody wants to be thick, but like do you know what's so funny about that though? Is that like, I feel like for me, and so I don't really objectify men like that. Like I've never been someone that is like, ooh, yeah, abs. Like I actually like really don't care. I care much more about like how you make me feel. And so, but if I were to like get into that space, like I actually really like guys that are like a nice thick in between, like a, just a nice, like there's just some, like, you know, there's just something there. I don't know. But so, it,
Are you saying I'm your ideal body type?
Oh, is that why you have to
what
take,
you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. But or shut up.
I know the promo clip.
God. why do you make this about you?
I'm just saying. I was like, I like guys that are like kind of, you know, Puerto Rican-y with like thick thighs.
See,
and
listen,
stuff, and
I'm trying to like make you feel okay, and then you take it to a whole nother level of implications that nobody was talking about. But I'm just saying that not every girl out there wants that like buff dude. Like, I think right. that there are plenty of women that are actually like okay with a guy being kind of thick and like, you know, like, I don't know, like I'm here for thick girl or thick guy nation as well. Like, I rep team thick girl nation, but I'm here for a team thick guy nation as well.
And that's an interesting thing. There is no like big like movement campaign for like thick guys, you know. It's like I think we want to be kind of private with our own insecurities as well. It's like, it's not, I haven't been comfortable even saying that I'm insecure about my legs, because then that'll make me feel like lame and like weak, insecure, and also people then are going to look at my legs and see what I'm talking about. So that's the other thing as well. But it's interesting, like, I've been in relationships and I confide in them through my insecurities, and they're like, you know what, I like that. I love your legs, I love your thighs, I love your ass, I love those things. But I'm like, I can't help but think you're just biased. You just think I'm charming and it's whatever. Like, there's some girls, like, I didn't think I would like a guy with, like, I don't predominantly look for, like, guys with thick legs, but I just, like, for some reason, I love them on you. Like, that's one of the things I like about you, which is sweet and nice, but it's, like, at the end of the day, it's kind of like, I feel with men, it's, like, we care about our dicks more than, like, anyone else does. Like,
well, that's very true.
So, it's, like, I'm going to consistently be insecure about my body, even though my partner may be, like, oh, you're cute, which helps, but I don't know. Yeah, there isn't that...
So where do you, feel like your insecurity stems from just out in the world, like there not being enough representation of thick guys? Is that what you,
I just
where do you think it starts?
I don't think it looks good. Well, I think because, yeah, I'm not seeing that on screen. I'm not seeing that as, you know, something that's ideal. Like, I guess I'm coming from the world as far as like, you know, skateboarding, you know, rocker kind of background, where it's just like there's these skinny, scrawny skateboarder dudes, and then you got like, you know, linebacker Eli over here just trying to skateboard too. So it doesn't really fit into the mold. We're skinny jeans. I wanted to wear skinny jeans. I can't wear skinny jeans. The jeans stop at my calves.
I mean, Eli, who are you telling? I feel like this is the most relatable conversation you and I have ever had.
Yeah, but I feel like there's that representation and camaraderie through that, when it comes to women, where men don't have that. Where I feel like I don't know any other guys that are insecure. I know there's a lot of guys that have insecurities, but I don't know as many guys that have the same insecurities that I do.
Like, about being thick.
About being thick. Like, I like certain things about my body. Like, I like my up top. Mm-hmm. I don't like the legs and the ass and all that. Mm. If I could shrink these bad boys, I'd be good. Like, but I talk to guys and they're like, you know, I have a buddy that's just predominantly just thin. He doesn't, can't really like get bulky. He's mm-hmm. insecure about how small he is. I have another buddy who is larger. He wish he was skinnier. I have a guy that does have muscles and he wish he had more muscles. So it's like, no one's ever happy with their body.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's unfortunate that is the case. I almost want my partner, though, to be like, hey, kind of get your shit together kind of thing.
Interesting. So you want somebody that's going to basically say that I don't like where your body is at and I want you to change it?
Yeah, I think so. In my last relationship, we had this discussion where I think she read something about the dynamic between men and women, where like women just want to be heard, where men want like a coach or motivator, cheerleader kind of vibe, where if I talk about my problems, I just want you to listen, versus I talk about my problems, I want you to help me accomplish them. Mm. Where like that is something that is like, yeah, I appreciate you saying, I'm like, oh yeah, but I love this about you. You're good the way you are. Like, I'm like, oh, if you have this problem, let's try to fix it.
Damn, you gulp hella loud.
I do. We're talking about insecurities right now. You can't make fun of me.
So you're saying that you want someone that doesn't like you the way that you are.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, you like me, you think I'm attractive, sure, but if, say, I want to lose 5 pounds, then don't say, yeah, okay, you're fine the way you are, let's go to Denny's. No, it's like, okay, how are you going to lose these 5 pounds? And if that's how you really feel, let's figure that out. I think that's pretty sweet.
Well, I mean, I think what's complex about that is that, like, I think if you, like, I feel like it's about how you initiate that conversation. So, like, if you're not comfortable with where you're at, then, you know, I would go to your partner and say, hey, I'm not comfortable with where I'm at. Like, can we figure out something to do? Rather than telling them your insecurities and then expecting them to be like, okay, like, we're going to change this. Because I just feel like that puts the other person in a very weird position of, like, you know, like, again, like, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't be with you.
Right.
So, like, you know, it's like, to me, I feel like where you're at, like, I'd be okay with where you're at. And I think that brings up just an interesting conversation in terms of, like, I have a friend who, her and her boyfriend, it was just kind of like, they both, so she identifies as, like, a feminist, but, like, at the same time, she was just like, I know that my boyfriend likes it when my legs are shaved, but I also like it when he's in shape. So that's kind of, like, our thing where it's, like, you know, it's not like he doesn't want to not be in shape, and it's not like I don't want to not shave my legs. So, like, we're okay with kind of having that agreement, but I know that there are ways in which she feels weird about that because she's like, I am a feminist and I should be able to do whatever I want. And, like, it feels weird that I'm, like, catering to this standard for this guy. But, like, I think at the end of the day, like, it has to be about what you ultimately want. And I think that for her, it was, like, it was fine to have that arrangement because she actually does want to shave her legs and it's something that he does appreciate. And so, like, I think where it gets tricky is when I'm trying to see if I can remember this story because it was really fucked up. But basically, I had a friend who was telling me about her own friend who got broken up with because the boyfriend was basically saying that he's like, I think that you're unattractive. Like, you pretty much gained too much weight and I'm not attracted to you anymore.
See, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Just tell me what it is. Like, it's like a job. It's like, oh, tell me if I'm sucking before you fire me. Just don't fire me and tell me all these reasons why.
But even then, like, I think that can be really hard because it's like, if you're just saying, like, oh, I'm not attracted to you because you've gained weight and you're not trying to think about how that person might have gotten to that place. Because I think that with weight gain, like, I've experienced this myself. Like, I remember when I started BuzzFeed, I started at a certain weight and I was actually losing weight. And then 1 year I just ballooned and I couldn't even tell until we were doing like a test friends video. And I weighed myself for the first time in a while and I was like, oh my God. And I had gained like maybe 20, 30 pounds in a year or in a couple months. And so, and I was just like, and I remember feeling so off put at the fact that like, I just didn't see it. And all of a sudden it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And like, I just think that it's unfair to just tell someone, oh, I'm just not into you anymore without even trying to figure out like what it is that maybe could have contributed to the weight gain or them changing their lifestyle like that.
Yeah, that's shitty. I mean, it's like you're a part of it. Like, I mean, even if it wasn't some like freak weight gain, it's like you were with me at Popeyes. You went to the freaking, you know, Denny's with me like twice last week.
Yeah.
Like, how you think I got here, boo-boo? Like, you're part of the problem. It's not my fault. You have better, you know, metabolism than I do. Like, I dated, like, a very tiny girl who could eat whatever the hell she wants and gain nothing. So,
but my thing is that was she complaining about it or was that more you feeling weird about it?
No, she wasn't complaining about it. I'm just, like, consistently insecure with myself. Like, I'll go, being at BuzzFeed and being in videos, you could chronologically see yourself age, which is weird.
And gain weight.
And gain weight. And you see, like, oh, man, I really lost myself in that one. But yeah, it's like, it's the case where like, I was kind of thinking about it before where I'm like, man, I thought I was never happy with myself ever. Like there's always like in college, I was like, oh, I'm not happy with myself. And you know, when I first started BuzzFeed, I wasn't happy with myself. Like like I remember seeing some videos where I'm like, oh, I feel so fat. And then I look back now and I was like, man, I looked great then.
And I'm
like consistently like moving through life, never consistently enjoying who I am. Which is like such a shitty feeling where it's like I always there's this quote I saw and I'm gonna butcher it, but it's something that like I've been trying to like live by is that you the true true growth is loving your current self. And I think that's really important. And such what I'm trying to implement now is that, man, I went to the doctor this weekend and I had to step on the scale and I was like, oh my God, I was trying to avoid the scale at all costs. Mm-hmm. And it's such a psychological thing. And I stepped on that scale and was like, this is the heaviest I've ever been, I think. But it's like, man, I don't feel that bad. And like that number hit me in a way where it's like, okay, yes, I have to do something about this, but it didn't hit me at like it used to, which is good. Like, I feel like if I saw that number maybe like a couple years ago, I would be currently depressed. Like, I would be very sad and psychologically just like messed up. But now I'm like, okay, I will want that number to be lower because I feel great. Like, my mind is in a good place, but it's like, I know this isn't where I want to go.
So what do you think could happen? Because it's so interesting listening to your story, because I feel like it was literally me maybe like a year and a half ago. Uh-huh. And I remember just kind of feeling like when I acknowledged that, I was like, oh crap, I've gained all of this weight. Where did it come from? I was maybe depressed for like a couple months. And then I was just like, you know what? Like, I need to learn how to, because it was this, I went through the same process of looking at old pictures of myself where I was like, oh, you just have 5 more pounds to lose and you'll be perfect. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was such a skinny bitch back then.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I hate that. Like you said, I hated being in that state of like just never being happy with myself and always feeling like there was something I had to work on. And so I was like, all right, before I even try to attempt to go towards trying to lose this weight again, because I'm just gonna get caught in that same cycle of never being happy, I was like, I'm gonna take like time to just learn how to appreciate myself. Like, what can I do to love myself where I'm at right now, so that then the thing that I am now fixing is not me hating myself, but it's more so just me kind of improving for health reasons, and like not necessarily attaching my weight loss to looking a certain way, but more so about feeling a certain way. So I guess like thinking about that, like what do you think are some activities? Like, I remember I did the Victoria's Secret fashion show for BuzzFeed, and that was huge for me to be able, I was at like one of my heaviest sizes in like years doing, walking on that runway in my underwear. And then, you know, I did boudoir. And so, like, what do you think are some things that could help you confront those feelings of, like, insecurity? Like, do you think that it would be possible for you to learn how to accept yourself at this stage first?
Well, I think through my own process, because, like, I don't know. It's like, I think once I had that revelation that I'm consistently unhappy with myself, is like, man, I'm not really ever enjoying life in that current state, because I always feel like, man, I just felt like so shitty. Like, I just see videos, because they constantly play the videos at BuzzFeed all the time with my face on it. And I'm like, man, I just thought I looked like an ugly piece of ass. Like, I was just like a hamburger, just like on screen.
Don't say. And I mean, I know we all have to confront our inner voices. It just makes me sad.
Yeah, so I'm like, just like, oh, that's what I was like wearing. Like, we were in like extra layers, but I feel like it just made me look fatter and stuff. So I was like, but yeah, but there's still people out there that like, and it's kind of fucked up in a society thing where like, you know, on Instagram, social media, because we're out there and the internet, people are like, oh, Eli, you're cute. Eli, you're this. Eli, you're that. It's like, but I don't feel that. So it really comes down to yourself. It doesn't matter like how many people say you're hot. You're still going to have these insecurities. And it really came down to like my mindset. Like I worked really hard to just like love myself. Like, I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, I kind of just use this hashtag of like self-hype, because I think it all really comes down to you with a lot of things. Like, it's you really gotta love yourself before you do anything in life, I feel. It's like you really gotta.
So what has been your process in terms of figuring out, so like for me, like it was doing boudoir and it was doing like that runway thing. Like, what do you think is helping you learn how to love yourself more before you try to, you know, work on changing yourself?
So I think I always put the pressure on myself as far as working out. I feel like as far as like men goes, we have to like crush it. We have to, if we're going to go on a run, it's going to be the hard. We got to go hard nonstop. We have to beat this time. We have to like push ourselves. It has to be intense. It has to be raw. It has to be like up to these levels. Cause like I'll watch like MMA highlights, Muhammad Ali, or hear like these Mike Tyson things. I'm like, you know, you got to just get it. And then I kind of learned where like, you know, I And that's really what it was in high school in wrestling. Like, they just pushed a super hardcore masculinity. Boom, boom. You have to go 110% every single time. But then that later on in life, it brought me insecurity once I wasn't in that space anymore. It was like, oh, I don't, you know, but like 90% of feeling better is just going out there and doing it. Like if I go on a run, I don't have to crush it. Like, I don't have to be 110%. As long as I'm out there running, like, even if I don't hit a full 3 miles, the fact that I did like a half mile, a mile, all that matters is that I'm out there and I'm doing it, and I will get better. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. Like, just, it's consistency, not the result, because the result will come through the consistency. And I think that was the key.
Dropping little Twitter lines over here.
And that's really what it was for me, was it wasn't about like a home run every time I go out there and do anything. It's about the consistency of trying. And eventually you'll get the results. And honestly, like, what I do after I run is like, running is very therapeutic for me because I get to think. And after I'm done running, I just like close my eyes and lift my hands up. Like, I saw this TED talk about using your space.
Oh yeah, power posing.
Yeah, it's like you just take up as much space as you can. And so after my run, I do that. Think about my goals. Think about just like positivity. Think about these things. So I'm really refreshed on like a body level and also like a mental level. So like, I feel like I'm gonna just, you know, fuck shit up. You know, I feel like I'm just gonna crush shit. And I think just the consistency, like, with your mental state and consistency with, like, just going out there and doing it, you're just eventually going to reach, like, a pillar of, like, acceptance of yourself. But, yeah, I think it's just not falling into the pressure of the competition with others and yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think with men, we tend to consistently compete and have to do over. And if we don't beat ourselves, or we don't beat the person next to us, then we're seen as failures.
And I think that that's an interesting point that you bring up too, because I think that I do feel like when it comes to men, like, you guys do a lot of stuff to compete with each other and not necessarily for the prize that's at hand.
Right.
It's like, if the goal is to do better for yourself, I feel like men are often doing it because it's like, I want to do better than Steve, even though it's like, but that has nothing to do with you bettering yourself if you're trying to compete with Steve. Like, better yourself for you. And it's not to say that women don't do that either. I just feel like it's something that I really noticed amongst men. Like, men, like, have to have the hottest girl, and they need to have the biggest house and the biggest dick and the best shoes and what. And it's just like, at a certain point, I'm just like, but, like, who is this for? Like, it's not really for me. Like, I feel like you and I have gotten into it about abs and guys and needing abs, and I'm just like, I personally don't give a fuck. And you're like, no, all y'all want is abs. And I'm like, okay, well, that's you telling me what I want. So
I think that's true. I mean, it's you don't see enough of average Joe stuff. All the average, it's dad bod. No one wants a dad bod. I don't want to be called dad bod. Why can't we have a better word for a guy that's like, I don't know, reads a lot more than goes to the gym? Like, I think there's always like this negative like association.
What if it was daddy bod? Would you want?
That would be better. Daddy, I would take a daddy
bod.
Zaddy bod? Can we please like push social as far as like zaddy bod?
Zaddy bod.
Like, I would really appreciate that. I don't know. Because, it's always this negative, like, oh, you know, you're not working out, you're eating like shit. I mean, which is kind of true, but it's the case where, like, man, it's hard to, you know, build an empire and also have a six pack. Like, Kevin Hart does it because he could afford a trainer to train and take him everywhere.
It's
like,
very true.
Like, it's not easy.
But then, so on the opposite end, because I know a lot of women will be curious, I think that I totally agree with you that it's not easy to build an empire and have a six pack and do all that stuff. But I think that in the media, though, it's interesting because I'm thinking about, so if a woman even gains like 5 pounds, let's say, all over the tabloids, it's like, oh, homegirl got fat, homegirl is this, her life is falling apart, blah, 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 blah. And then I remember when Kanye got a little thick for a bit.
Yeah.
And like all of these, and granted it was women, because I think women understood, but they were like, ooh, Kanye. I mean, before he jumped off the deep end, but like, yes, with your thick bod and shit. And like, I don't know.
People gave a lot of shit to Kanye about like being fat. He did that, what music video was it? He did this music video where he had like a cutoff and he was looking all like chunky and stuff. Like, people roasted Kanye.
Oh, really?
People roasted Kanye like no other. Like, damn, Kanye, what happened, bro? You know how much shit Jay-Z gets for looking like just a lame doing anything on Instagram right now? Oh my God. go on like any vacation pics of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Like anytime this man has his shirt off, he gets roasted. Like he just looks like an awkward dad trying to do anything. But yeah, you could see that like waves. Before, I mean, I think in particular now, especially in the celebrity community where like, everyone's working out, like that wasn't a thing before. You just wore baggy ass like FUBU jerseys and you're good. But Fat Joe is like Schmedium Joe now. Like he's cut some weight. Like everyone is on that ab train.
But I think even just like having someone so like the Notorious B.I.G. right or Fat Joe, like. I feel like you think about those people, like there was an era in which those guys could exist and be big. And like, you know, people said their things, but for some reason it just never cut as deep as the way in which like I couldn't imagine a woman trying to be out here being called like Fat Josie or something,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And it being respected in the same way that we talk about Fat Joe. And it's not to say, I mean, I think regardless at the end of the day, whether or not you're a man or a woman, fat people or thick people in general just get shit. But I do think that, and I don't know, maybe it's a bias of mine. Maybe I'm just more plugged into women than I am to men. I just, for me, like, I just don't feel like I see it as hard. But again, like, I'm acknowledging that it maybe could be a bias.
Yeah, I mean, probs. I mean, there definitely is the case with women, right? I mean, but I think women pay attention to that too. Like, you go look at the tabloids, it's always the like same late, like, oh man, my best perfect body ever, or like, oh my god, look at her gross whale pics when she was at the beach. Like,
yeah,
there's a audience there where people want to like almost want to shit on these celebrities as well as like praise them at the same time. It's like that duality factor of like reality television in general, where it's like Kardashians, like, oh, let me see them fail so I feel better about my life, and then but also I want to adhere to, oh, I want to live in LA and brunch as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, but yeah, I mean, I think like men get roasted too. There's always the fat guy in every group. Like, there's two different fat guys. I feel there's the fat guy, then there's a fat guy, because it's very true. Because there's a fat guy that doesn't get any ass, and there's a fat guy that does get ass. And it's two different things. Like, a fat guy walks into the party, and he's like, he's just a fat guy. But if a fat guy walks in the party, like, what's up? I'm the fat guy. And then everyone's like, yay. But he has to, like, adhere to being the fat guy at the party.
Mm.
So that's the guy that could possibly get a blowjob at the end of the night.
But I still even feel like, in your analogy, like, that fat girl that gets ass doesn't exist.
No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, which no. I think is trash, because I know there are plenty of big women that get ass. And, like, I just think that, like, I think that's then where I'm sort of, like, reading into that, like, wiggle room of, like, I think that, I don't want to say that women have it worse. I will never say that they have it worse, because at the end of the day, it sucks for everybody. I just think that, like, there are just small, marginal places that I wish that we could, like, pay attention to a little bit more. And I think that's one where, like, you know, I definitely do think that thick guys will get their fair share of shit. I just think that when we think about representation, like, I just hate the fact that, like, everybody thinks that, like, thick women or big women, like, don't get ass. Like,
well, big women do get ass, right? They get, like,
yeah.
They get finer men than, like, the thin women, if anything. Like, there's a lot of men that, like that shit. Like, it's like the, I don't know, you can watch, like, any Maury show. it's like, damn, they get some fine ass, like, that's okay. I see
But
that.
I also think part of it, too, is that, like, there's this, what's the word? Like, but I feel like there's an insecurity when you're bigger too, that like when you get those cute guys, it always sometimes feels like they're trying to play you. Like, you know, it's like, oh, she's big, and so she's going to be easy kind of thing.
Oh yeah. There's that always joke of, like, yeah, that's the practice girl. Like, that's the,
oh, is that,
that's like the gross tarot. Like, oh, like, if she's, like, unattractive as well, it's not always, like, a big thing, too. But it's like, oh, yeah, that's the girl that you practice on. And then so you get good.
Oh,
and then you can get with the hot girl. It's not like, official men schematic. But that's, like, a term that is said. It's terrible, of course. But it's a thing. It's I don't know how active it is. I feel like there's some, like, shitty high schoolers out there. It's like, hell yeah.
Ugh,
but awful. That's unfortunately the case. But I think, yeah, I think it's like just, I think it's just always like associated with like negative stuff. Like the fat guy's always funny. Like, oh, that's, if he falls.
I will say that, yes.
Yeah, if the like, fat guy falls, everyone's going to laugh.
Like, I think that's just across the board, though.
Yeah, of course. Like, there's this across the board thing. So, I don't know. But I don't know.
So then when you, when we think about body image in relation to relationships, so you've never dated someone that made you feel bad about your body. It's just that you internally feel bad being, like, it's more of a you thing than it is your partner.
I think it's totally a you thing. I think, like, if they're with you.
I mean, like, you.
Yes, me. Like, it's like, yeah, everyone, I don't know, I'm trying to think of anyone dated. It's like, hey, I don't like how you look. I'm like, well, why'd you sleep with me, like, yesterday? Like, it usually.
Because I do think that that's a common experience that women will have where, like, guys, I think that some guys will use it as a power move where it's just, like, they'll constantly be bringing up like, oh, you used to look hot in this picture. Like, I had a friend, actually, she went out on a date with this guy. It was their first date. And he had pictures saved on his phone and was showing them. And he was like, this is the kind of body that I like. Like, literally. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Insane. And my friend was just like, I will never, like,
that's
what?
That's always the hard thing. Like, I had this situation where it's like, they ask you, are you an ass man or a boob man? And I'm like, she clearly doesn't have an ass. And I'm like, oh. But yeah, I think if someone agrees to be with you, they love you for who you are. And maybe it's like,
I mean, they should.
They should love you for who you are. I mean, there's like weird things like I like if your earlobe's attached to your head, that's kind of gross to me. But like, I'll date someone.
Wait, let me see your earlobe.
I don't have my, it's a mutation.
So like, yours
my
are
earlobe
not,
isn't attached to my head.
Wait, move your hand.
Like, okay, you see how it's not attached? Is yours attached?
Yeah, mine are attached.
Ew. So you're, that's gross
up.
To me.
Why is that weird?
It's a mutation. It's a mutation that your earlobes get
attached. It
shouldn't
I'm
be attached.
More evolved.
No, it's just you're a mutant. But
I'm more evolved. It's fine.
But yeah, it's like, you know, but I'm not going to be like, no, get away from me, you freak. Like,
isn't like, that what you just said to me?
No, not exactly.
Oh, not exactly.
No, but it's you would date someone for who they are, and you learn to love their differences, or they are going to be more insecure about it than you are. But I think it's the case of if this is really something, like, I love you for who you are, but if this is really something you don't like about yourself, how can we work
through
that?
I think that's the best attitude that you can have, is that, like, at the end of the day, if you are going to date someone, you should be able to accept them for where they're at that point in time. And then, you know, but if they're having insecurities, like, you know, coach them through figuring out how to fix it for themselves. But not in a way that I feel like, again, like, oh, you used to look so better here. Or, yeah, like, I agree. I think that you could fix, like, you know, like, just kind of like, okay, like, you know, allowing them to find their own way through working through their insecurities and not taking the reins for them. Because then I just think it gets really weird.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, like, what I would want to hear is, like, some authentic, like, I love this about you and here's why. Like, I love your legs because they're nice and powerful. I think of, like, athlete. I think of, like, some hot wrestler guy. Because, like, I like when you, like, lift me up and throw me a fucking around the room. Like, I can't do that with a chicken leg guy. I could do that with you. Like, mm-hmm. I like your legs because you make me feel comfortable. I like your legs because this and that. Like, that will make me feel a little better. Like I see
your
legs.
Your legs are like a pillow. Like, they could sit on you.
Yeah, it's like, or not that. That's not good. Men, I want to feel powerful
and
all those good things. Like, I see your legs and I think of, like, I love MMA. So if you're smart, you'd be like, I see, like, these UFC fighter guys, and I just think of you because you have, like, a similar body type than they do. And I'm like, I see his legs. And I'm like, he has, like, an MMA guy legs. And I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Like, that's cool. Like, you got to play to me. Like, play to the band. Like,
they
got to
laugh at your jokes. They got to call you an MMA
wrestler. Yeah. I mean, if I have an insecurity, then be like, yo, yeah, I see that. I'm watching UFC with you. I'm like, you have that body type. Like, you did what? You did track? You did hockey? Yeah. Babe, that's what that ass comes from. Hell yeah. Take me down anytime. And that makes me feel a little better. So, ladies, if your man has insecurity, just look at what sports you watch and just be like, hey, you got a sexy bowler body. I don't know.
A bowler body. Yeah, it's interesting. When I think about my relationships, It's so funny for how long I've struggled with my body image, but like, I've never really involved the other person, like, especially like when I was dating. Like, I feel like there are so many people, like, especially when it comes to like having sex, there's a lot of like insecurities there. Whereas like for me, like for how many insecurities I had for me personally, like for some reason, whenever someone else was involved, I didn't give a fuck. Like, and maybe it was because of the people, like, I feel like, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I think I'm really good at like picking like significant others. And so, okay. Like, I am. Get out of here. And, like, I feel like the people that I've dated, they've never made me feel a type of way about my body, which I appreciate. So then it is hard, because I feel like you and I have that similar struggle where it's, like, not the people that we date that make us feel weird. It's ourselves.
Yeah.
And so then it's, like, and that almost in some ways feels even more fucked up because, like, you know, you can't really, it's, like, who is then, not to say that you should blame anyone, but you're just kind of, like, why can't I look at myself and feel okay? Mm. But I do think it's really funny how, like, and that's why I will say for, like, my ex-boyfriend, my recent ex, like, I think that one of the most, like, beautiful things that I loved about going through that relationship so I met him when I was at my heaviest, but I was learning how to accept myself and, like, you know, I truly was happy with where I was at my size. And then, you know, going through the whole Fitness Jeans process. I remember one day Dan is the CEO of Fitness Jeans and we work out. And he was just like, has your boyfriend noticed? And I was like, oh, that mother. I was like, I don't think he would notice. I don't think that's like, you know, like he's not that type. So then like I happened to ask him that night and he was like, oh, you've lost weight? Like, you know, and it's not that he's not paying attention to me, but it was just that like you could just tell that like he's someone who I think would truly love me at any size.
Right.
And he will always look at me with that same kind of like desire. And so that I will say was probably one of the like to go through that experience. Because I think a lot of people think, oh, okay, if I can just lose a lot of weight, like, then I'll be desirable. And then I'll get all these numbers and I'll get all this, that, and the other. Or at least I know that was my mindset when I was first trying to lose weight growing up. I was like, oh, I don't have a boyfriend because I'm fat. So, like, the minute that I can, like, lose weight, that's when I'll get a guy. But the problem with when I initially lost weight is that having that mindset when I initially lost weight was that when I did lose it and guys still didn't want to talk to me, like, I was just like, oh my gosh, like, why? I haven't figured it out. And so then I ended up gaining the weight back because I was just like, well, this isn't helping me anyway. And so I think that it was really nice to have him go through this next, you know, round of like me losing weight again, because it just made me realize like there are some people that like they really do just see you and they really do just value you for you. And yeah, it was a really nice memory.
That's so sweet.
I know.
That's now it's the same thing. Like I was at my heaviest when I was with my ex as well. That was like the end of the Eli only eats chicken wings and mac and cheese era.
I remember that era.
Yeah,
that's
very,
when we were married.
It's very disgusting. I was like, how the hell did I eat like that? But yeah, I think she knew what my insecurities were, so she knew. We were together when I was losing those, like losing weight for like videos or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like she saw me like losing weight and me like showing off and stuff. And she like, ooh, look at you looking like a little, you know, fucking looking sexy as hell. I see that. Nice. But she never was like, once I gained the weight back or anything else, she's like, I dated you when you were at your heaviest. So like, you look better now, but I don't care. Like I fell for you and it's fine. And you know, see the pounds as a filter, you know, of people that you really want in your life.
Yeah.
That's one way to look at it, too. Because, yeah, it's like, I don't want to be Stud Muffin McGee and say, like, I hurt myself, then I gain all this weight. And the girl that got me when I had the six-pack, she's like, oh, I'm not about this anymore. I'm not about that dad bod life. So it's like, are they for you or are they about just
and
how
I
sexy
will,
you
I think, so that's, it's interesting because, and I guess that's an interesting part of the conversation is, like, is weight gain or weight loss when it's a deal breaker in a relationship and like, do you feel like that's right or wrong? Because I remember there was a video we did at BuzzFeed where we had a relationship coach come in and she was talking and that's kind of where I got the idea for like relationship contracts. Or she put it in the context of like, you should think about a relationship in the sense of like, you know, you and this person are coming together and making an agreement that on this day, the way that you are in life is okay. But where the tension arises in relationships is when couples aren't rechecking in about those terms. Because again, like, people grow and they evolve, they gain weight, they lose weight, they get a new job, they lose a job. And so she was like, if you're not constantly checking in about those terms, like, there does become this sort of like, well, we're in a relationship and you're supposed to love me at any way and any size and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, that's true to an extent. And like, and I don't know. I think that that adds like an interesting dynamic to the,
I think you're very right on that. Like, I'll tell people, like, I don't want you that big. Like, I love you. So we're going to work on it. So you don't. But that's early on. Like, I'll if she doesn't like that, then oh, okay, this is a conversation we're going to have then. But, like, I don't want to look like shit either, like, with you. Like, I don't want us to just let ourselves go.
Got it. So if you had a girlfriend who was going through a rough patch and she happened to gain some weight, you would say that that's a deal breaker.
Done. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
No.
I was like, do you want to be burned at the stake?
No, of course. If she's going through a rough patch, like, I'm with her through her good days and bad days, so I know what she's dealing with. I know what her schedule is. So if it's the case where, like, she's stressed out because she's trying to, like, become a lawyer or something, she's, like, has this big test, she gains some weight, like, I get it. Like, yeah, do your thing. But, and then I think it's just a constant, like you said, check in terms. Like, you know, you're in a very, like, a vanity type relationship because, I mean, you sometimes you don't know, but that's when you should ask. You'd be like, hey, just letting you know, I'm not the type of guy that just wants to look like a gross dad in this. So I'm going to work on me. I would hope for you to work on you. It's kind of like the leg shave thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I need you to have your leg shave. Like, I don't like armpit hair like that. I'm sorry, but that's just not... I'm not feeling it. And I'll do whatever. What, you know, you want me to, like, put your, like, your initials in cursive on my pubes? Like, I'll do that. I'll, you know, it's fine.
So then it really, it should be a, I guess it's interesting. It's like, how do you have that conversation with the, because I'm just trying to imagine, I don't, because I truly do think that my boyfriend, like, he was fine with me wherever. I mean, I don't know. It would have been an interesting conversation to see if there were any kind of, like, boundaries or limits in which he was just like, okay, like, I don't know if I feel comfortable with this, and then how I would have reacted to that.
I don't know if it has to be necessarily a serious conversation, because this is like what every guy asks their who they're with, like, while they're in bed, like, cuddling, maybe like post sex or whatever. Like, it always comes up, this one question: would you still date me if I'm bald? Like, that's, like, that's, like, the one thing that, like, would you still, like, date me if, like, what if I, like, got bald? What would you feel about that? Like, because it's, like, an insecurity. Like, it could happen in the future. Mm-hmm. So, like, how would you feel about that? And it's just kind of, like, a fun conversation where it's, like, I would leave you. I'm, like, oh, shit, well, okay, who am I with, really? Like, are you really about it, or are you just here for my beautiful black curls? Like, I don't know.
So then you're saying it's something that maybe should be brought up in a little more of a casual context rather than, like... a conversation.
Yeah, I don't think we need the lawyer like you like to do and have pie charts and schematics and data and percentages and a quarter two, you know, sales and what. Yeah, it could just be like a casual conversation. Like, this is what I'm about, this is what I like, and I mean, you could do that early on. I mean, it's like, you know, you should have an idea of who you're dating. But at the end of the day, I think, like, you shouldn't have anyone feel insecure about you. Make you feel insecure about yourself. I mean, you need a support system. It's all about who you're dating is your support system. So if you have an insecurity and it's on you, if you're gonna have insecurity, have it be on you, but have that person support, either like saying that you're okay, like the validating, like, oh, you know, you, I love your body, I like how you're doing, or supporting you to make those changes. It should never be the case where you feel that way because of that person. And I think that's the issue that a lot of people may get into, where it's like, I need to lose the weight to date that person. And I'm like, well, you shouldn't really, you know.
You shouldn't aspire to date someone that will only like you for that.
And, I mean, my one wrap-up note, because we have 7:30 and 5 minutes. Yeah. I would say, like, we kind of talked a little bit about it, like, when we thought of this idea, but it's like, I may start the space.
I was going to say,
thick boys.
Yeah.
Thick thigh men. We're start. I don't know what the hashtag's going to be. Thick boys, I don't know, but it's the case where I think if you feel like you have this insecurity where, like, you're alone in it, you could create a space because you never really know how many people are vibing with it, too.
Be the change that you want to see in the world.
Be that damn change, which, you know, look out, everyone. There's going to be some thick thigh pics coming my way.
Oh, really?
And, just diving in on like creating this like movement. Because I mean, if there's one thing that men,
the gays are gonna go wild.
The gays are gonna go wild. keep following me, gays. But it's the case where like we can, as men, we can look into this camaraderie that women have built with for themselves, these communities, these sense of like self confidence that they built around them. Take a page from that and being able to be vulnerable and open with what those insecurities have, because the big issue with men is that we keep it in. Yeah. And I think if
I don't like to talk to nobody.
We don't like to talk to anybody, and it's bad. It's really bad. You can't. You're still a human being just like everyone else.
I just
else.
Want you to remember that this is recorded so that when I try to talk to you.
Oh, my God. Whatever. All right. Anyway.
Anytime I want to talk to you, I'm like, you want to talk too damn much.
No, that's different. That's different. I'm talking about talking to ourselves. Like, that's the best person to talk to. But, yeah, so I'm going to create a space of you know, thick thigh men, thick boys. And make it happen, Cam. And there might be already a hashtag out there, so I'll be looking for it, and I'll be championing it. And if you feel like you're insecure, I feel like as men, just open up a little bit, create that space, and have your bae talk about how sexy of a football player you look. That's my overall gist of it.
But I also feel like, just to piggyback off of that it shouldn't be, like, yes, like, we should look for people to say it in our lives. Like I said, I think one of the most powerful things about my last relationship with my other boyfriend is that, like, I never really felt like, I don't, it made me, like, so he never really made comments about my body. And in some way, I kind of like that. Like, of course, there was the occasional, oh, I love the way your butt looks in those pants and blah, blah, blah. But it was never like, I liked that it allowed me to not really need his validation on how I looked, and that I could develop a relationship with my body and myself on my own terms, and that he was going to accept wherever I wanted to take it with my body. So, like, I do think that compliments are nice. Like I said, like, he would pay me compliments every now and then, but I kind of liked that it wasn't always there, because then I feel like you get dependent upon it, and then it becomes validation seeking. Mm. And I think that it's so important when you're trying to develop a sense of healthy body image for you to be comfortable with who you are first before anybody else. So if you guys had been following us on social media and you had been playing Scroll, Double Tap, or DM with us, you might have noticed that we were doing a promotional contest where if you submitted your Scroll, Double Tap, or DM combination and tagged 3 friends, then we were going to select a lucky winner to be on an episode of Real Talk Love Therapy. And that day has come, and we have our lucky winner, and her name is Luz Garcia.
Luz Garcia, woo! Lucky winner.
Yes, so I am about to pull her up right now.
We are Luz Garcia. She won the competition. Very exciting. Yes. Woo, looking amazing. So yeah, we just wanted to thank you so much. Your response was hilarious. It was great.
So well thought out.
Very well thought out. And you said you discovered the podcast how?
By just seeing you guys interact in BuzzFeed videos, following you guys on Instagram, seeing your first podcast was being about why aren't you guys dating? And I just had to click the link. Like, I need to listen to this. I need to know why they're not dating. You know?
No, for sure. Well, yeah, then you got the answer. And I don't think it satisfied anyone. So, but is there any, like, burning questions? Anything you're thinking about, love, relationship-wise, personal life?
Do you guys believe in true love? Like, an hour after
they'll die? Oh, so true love is...
Like, a question.
From the movies. You know?
Got it. So do we think that true love, like the love that we see in the movies, is something that is actually attainable?
Yeah.
No.
Eli is a cynic.
I don't think so. I don't mean, because you guys are about to go out to like a nice date or something, and this conversation may just like bring up a lot of terrible, like you guys might get in a fight about it's like, babe, I told you it's not real. It's like, but
Eli said love's not real. So.
No, I don't think there is. Of course, what do you mean, like that one and only, like that one person, or is it like? Do you mean like a? You mean love in general, or like a true love, like only
a
person,
soulmate.
Like soulmate.
Soulmate.
Oh no, not at all.
You don't believe in soulmates?
No, no way. I mean, okay, you gotta think though. Say.
Eli's girlfriend. You're not his soulmate.
What? Yeah.
Well, luckily he's single now.
No.
For a reason.
Yeah. I don't think there is any soulmates. I think there's people that, like, based off your radius, that you'll meet, that is like your, like, there's always going to be someone that you could maybe connect with more, but what are the chances out of 7 billion people in the world for you to connect a little bit more with someone? Like, I honestly, like, if you got stuck in a country, like, multiple different countries, you wouldn't think you wouldn't end up with someone, like, a partner? Like, if you were in France for the rest of your life, like, pretend Bay is not in the picture, like, Bay doesn't exist, or, like, France, or, like, Spain, or, like, you're in, like, Australia, like, I know if I ended up in different places in the world for the rest of my life, I would find someone that I could spend the rest of my life with. Like,
we'll see. Let me add to that is that I think that you do have soulmates. It's just that, like, it's not like a one soulmate. I think that you have multiple soulmates throughout life and that your soulmates don't even necessarily always have to be romantic. Like, I think that there are people that you have in your life that are your soulmate that could be, like, your best friend. Because when you think about soulmate, it's someone that literally, like, completes you. And sometimes those people that completely complete you aren't always romantic. But I think as far as, like, romantic soulmates go, I do think that you have multiple throughout your life. I feel like I always went with the idea that you got three great loves in your life.
Mm, yeah, I feel that. How, well, do you, is Bae soulmate? How long y'all been together? I want to hear some deets.
Not about us.
Oh, she's like, wow. We're talking about y'all, not
damn.
Me.
I'm trying to get some, you know, stuff about you guys.
Damn, I see how it is. I see how it is. Like, this is my coworker. Don't be bringing our business out there. Like, what are you talking about? I think I always think that love is a beautiful thing. Like, the fact that if you loved anyone.
Do you,
is,
though?
Yeah, I believe in love. I don't believe in, like, soulmates. Like, I think you could be in love with someone. I think, like, I think a lot of people, like, hate on our exes. Like, I think, like, oh, my ex sucked, my ex this. But there's, like, there's a beauty in that. Like, it's a privilege. It's nice. Like, you were lucky enough to live a life where you love someone, and someone loved you. And that's, like, I think the way I like to think of it, of, like, I think there is love. And I mean, it could be a true love, and maybe it doesn't work out. But there's a lot of people in my life that were there for a reason. I think that helped me get to the next place. I feel so. I think there's, like, pivotal people in your life, but it's a lot of pressure. Like. Like, because then you don't, because we're in an Instagram age where you're like, oh, he's fine. Like, I don't know. If you have a bad day, a bad week, a bad couple months with someone, like, I don't know. This thirst pick, though, like,
I do remember reading about how, like, monogamy trying to survive the social media age is just going to be, like, people aren't sure about what monogamy is really going to look like now because of that idea that, like, well, if I don't like you, I can just go and swipe for somebody else. And that, like, it's making it harder for people to feel like they have found their true love because they feel like, oh, well, did I miss out? Like, it's creating a lot of FOMO. I guess that's what it is. People think that dating culture and app culture is creating a lot of FOMO. People are afraid to settle down because they're like, oh, man, but if I just swipe one more time, maybe I would find that other person.
That's true. It's weird. What do you think? How do you feel about it? It's really, you could go in the bathroom and put the fan on so you can't hear. Like, I don't know. Like, you got a lot on your mind. There's a lot sitting on you. But tell them to wait outside. Tell them to go outside and wait.
No. It's just a, you know, question we think about, you know. Another question, though.
Man, nothing. We got nothing for Lou's today. Nothing. We're on vacation, trying to have a nice trip.
You said, like you say, you don't believe in soulmate.
No.
No. Deja, you believe in, like, three great loves?
Yeah.
Only three? That's it. Once you get three, you can't date anymore.
Like, that's what I grew up. No, not that you can't date, but just that, like, in life, there will be, like, three loves that, like, mean something to you.
I guess. I don't know.
Will have, like, an impact?
Yeah, like, I think that you could date multiple people, but that, like, there will be three loves, like, at the end of your life when you're, like, thinking about your life in review, that you'll have, like, three loves that meant something to you.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I would want, like, 10. I mean, I don't know why I got to cap it at
3.
I'm not a hoe. I'm just saying I would want more loves in my life. Like, why not have more than three? Like, yeah. It's like, no, that's it. No more sex for the rest of my life. That's it. I'm not going to love again. I already dated three people. That's That's it. I'm just.
But I'm not saying that you're only dating three people. Like, you could date 100 people. It's just that three of those relationships would mean something.
You mean in like hindsight?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm an old man, I'm like, oh, there's three women that really.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, I don't know. It still wouldn't be.
See, that's what happens when you listen to someone.
No, I was just saying it would be nice to have more than three. I don't know. But I don't think it's a bad thing to not believe in soulmates. I think we get caught up in movies and media and everything else. They're like, oh, soulmate. Are you with your soulmate? Is it this? Is that? I think people are too freaking complex to just be perfectly this. Like, talk to any of your parents, grandparents. Like, it's different eras. And they bicker, too. They fight, too. Like, but they've learned to know what to give up and know what to give. Like, is this worth it? Like, yeah. They know how to deal with the bad days and the good days. And it's going to be hard no matter what. And no one says, like, marriage is easy. Like if you're with someone forever, like, I just think humans are so insanely complex that it's, like, it's nearly impossible to meet someone that's, like, your perfect match. Because your perfect match is most likely your opposite. So, like, are you, like, an A-type, B-type? Like you're very, like, organized, or you're more carefree, and you're, like, Bay could be a
carefree.
Little... You're more carefree?
A little bit of both. But, I don't know, how you're the opposite of Deja, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think opposites attract in a lot of ways. Like, I don't know.
You want this?
No, I don't. I didn't say any of that. Just saying. Like, y'all are going to go out right now. Who's the planner? Is there a planner? Is there someone
like Google stuff, like, I'm a planner?
Yeah. He's the one. He's like, I don't know. She plans. That's yeah. So, I mean, there's this opposites when it comes to people, but those opposites attract, and it's just like they're trugging along. Like, I don't know. It's like, I'd rather be with you than have to go back into that jungle.
And I agree. Like, I don't think that, I feel like you shouldn't be caught up on trying to find your soulmate. You should just live. And I feel like you'll know when you've met them. Because I think that that's what's hard, is that people are so like, I gotta find it. And then they usually end up with people that, like, because they were trying to force it, and it just doesn't end up working out. So I do think it's something that, like, you shouldn't try and force. You should just kind of let it happen organically. And, like, I feel like you'll know when you've met that person.
That my friend, that's what they do. Like, they want to know. Like, I kind of want to know, too. Like, is he the one right now, or am I, like, wasting my time?
Maybe. He might be. I don't know.
But I don't think it should be seen as, like, a waste of time. Like, I think every relationship you have with someone should just be, like... Because we got a lot of time on Earth. Like, you know, like, assuming that, like, we're going to live until, like, our 80s, 90s, like, it's a lot of time. So it's, like, I just think that it would be so boring to be, what, we're in our 20s, and, like, I find my soulmate, and I'm stuck with this motherfucker for the rest of my life. Like.
why are you putting pressure on your mans for? Why are you putting pressure? Like, I don't know. I need to know today. I need to know.
I also love how now he's slowly creeping in.
Now he's creeping in. But, yeah.
It's just, you know. Things, you know, we think about, or I think
yeah,
about.
That's facts, so that yeah. Was fun for me.
But yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, I mean, it's
you. My 20 will be with him.
Yeah. Now she's like,
I don't know. But we talked a little bit about it, like the whole, like, divorce thing or things ending. It's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, in life, all things end. Everything must come to an end. And you shouldn't feel like a failure just because the relationship is over. Like, you guys made the decision together to be happy. So, and that doesn't always have to be destructive or negative. And I think through life, you enjoy happiness. Like, happiness is a fleeting feeling, just like everything else, like sadness, like excitement, like depression, like all those things, where it's like you have to take advantage of those moments as much as you can. So that's what it's really about. So when you guys go out, realize that this moment will never happen again, and let me take full advantage of it. So.
Yeah, like, I would say the best thing is just to live in the present with that person and just be so happy and full in that moment you share with that person. And that, you know, maybe you might not have that tomorrow, but at least you knew what it felt like in that moment, and that it was such a full, and that's why I think, like, when I think about my last relationship that I just got out of, like, it was a you know, like, I'm sad that we're not together, but at the same time, like, I can't look back and say that, like, I didn't enjoy the moments that I had with him. Like, I have such beautiful memories with him that even if we don't get back together, those memories mean so much to me, and I felt like I really grew through them.
Yeah,
so.
Y'all could be, like, alone and sad eating Haagen-Dazs watching, like, Spider-Man 2 right now, but y'all together looking like snacks, about to go out, have a good time. Like, this is a blessing. This is dope. Like, that's what's up, so...
Yeah, like one thing I learned from him, like, he likes to live, what, like, 3 days at a time? Like, he doesn't see past 3 days. Like, he lives now. So whatever happens, will happen. He just doesn't, you know, think that far ahead.
But then the thing is, you're the planner, right? So you like to know. I need to know. But the opposites attract, where you must get something from him based off him living that way. Like, he has this exciting viewpoint of life, which I'm sure you gain something from, I'm sure. And then you as well, Mr. Not Planning Anything, I'm sure you get something from her too, to be like, okay, maybe I should, you know, have something planned and ready to go.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense, like, both cases. I just like to live, like, in the present, because you never know.
And I like to be
home.
On time, so.
Well, that's... Well, that's great. I mean, but if you were with someone that was like you, who lives in the present, it would be chaos. You guys would be late to everything, never be able to book a... I'd be late to every movie, miss half of it. But then also, if you were with another planner, how, like, dull and boring would that be? I don't know. It's like, it's like, oh, 701, babe, we gotta go now. Like super intense. Wow. Like, there's this thrill of life that you get from him, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I was ready today. That's the fact. Like, you know, she came like 2 hours late. So
for a good reason. But
let him know.
Man, I know, bro. I know it's hard out here.
Shut up. Get out.
But no, I think that was, yeah. That's like, and just enjoy each other. I mean, there's a reason why y'all are together, and you're a planner and you live in the moment. There's a reason, like, and just explore that.
Just enjoy just being in that moment with that person and those amazing moments that you have together. I think that as long as you're thinking about how can you make the present the most amazing present that you can have, you will have the best past to look forward to. And then also, like, a future of knowing that, like, you were able to cultivate that for yourself. So it's not impossible that, like, you will be able to make a love like that again.
Yeah. A validation of happiness between both of you. That's the beauty. So yeah, you enjoy your night. You have a good time.
Y'all look cute as fuck.
Y'all
also
look gorge. Yes. Super gorge. Very nice.
Where can we find you in these internet streets? If you want to be found.
Do you want to be found? Yeah. We can plug your Instagram or anything what you want.
So my Instagram is Luz, LU3ZG2Es.
Okay.
I'll be on my Instagram.
Gotcha.
That's it for me. And then this guy, he has a Twitch, right?
You got a Twitch. Plug the Twitch, man.
I just started. So it's twitch.hazelidespada. You know, if you
want to
follow me, just learning, but content will be coming soon.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. We don't want to hold you anymore from this amazing evening that you're going to embark on, but yeah.
I'm glad that Bay slowly creeped in.
I know, slowly y'all became a part of it.
Let me just jump in here for a bit.
I was like, wait a minute. Wait, I got to put my 2 cents in here. Yeah, like, I was like, yeah, like, I'm probably
speaking truth right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, we just want to say thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for playing. Scroll, double tap, and DM.
Yeah, but yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, so that was Luz. That was really cool. I hope so we're planning on doing this again.
Yes, we are having another edition of the Scroll Double Tap or DM contest. So to play, because here's the thing, some of y'all have been great, but you haven't been tagging 3 friends. And so that is the entry piece. You got to tag 3 friends and give us your Scroll Double Tap and DM combination.
Exactly. That's the rules to play. We're trying to grow this thing. If they like it, they don't, you know, just bug your mom, bug out anybody. But yeah, we'd love to do this again. We love connecting with the people that are listening and just having amazing conversations.
That was really fun. They're so cute.
Yeah, it's so cute. I love that dynamic.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you for listening to Real Talk Love Therapy. We'll see you next week.
Bye.